We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Could this be the day we have waited 50 years for? Could this be the day? I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. We will be heading to Australia where it's 9 at night to talk to Kane Pittman of Locked On Bucks, which you can find on the Odyssey app, as you know. We'll be doing that in about 15 minutes. Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet, will talk to us today. Ryan Horvat, we will reunite with him in the 9 o'clock hour. But this could be the day that a championship comes back to Milwaukee. And as you guys know, if you listen to the show, I've been very confident that it will. Your boy got a little shine on the Channel 12 news yesterday for setting up his chairs on the parade route, which may or may not be the parade route, but that doesn't matter. And it was funny because I set up chairs, Channel 12, again, led off the 6 o'clock news with me, which that was the lead story for setting up chairs. Because I keep setting up chairs. I've been doing this down 0-2. And I've been very optimistic that the Bucks could get this done. Even when they were down against the Nets. Even when Giannis got hurt against the Hawks. We've been talking about this Wisconsin curse and how it always rears its ugly head, but I think you got to believe. You got to have supreme virtuosity. And you got to plow above it. You got to believe that it will not come back. Yeah, if they lose tonight and then Thursday, okay, then the curse is ruthless. The curse, we're screwed. We will never break it. It feels like a championship day. And I'd say I don't want to jinx anything, but whatever I say here isn't going to jinx anything. I got people chiming in at Channel 12, mad at them for airing a story that is a jinx. I had parade chairs down there at 0-2. I'm not jinxing anything. If anything, I'm reversing the jinx. I feel good about this. I do feel good about this. I think a lot of people feel good about this. That's why everybody's going to make a pilgrimage here to our tiny little town tonight, where they are bracing for 65,000 people at the Deer District alone. They've expanded the footprint outside the stadium. This is on top of the 20,000 people that will be in the stadium. They are going to hold 65,000 in the district area. I don't know if that's enough. There's going to be a lot of people. The word is pilgrimage. Again, last night, I talked yesterday about, you know, people that haven't been downtown Milwaukee in years, people coming from all over the country if they're a Bucks fan. I've just seen more and more in that. More and more people. I look on Twitter. It says, I'm coming tomorrow. I check their location. Iowa. I'm coming tomorrow. I check their location. Kentucky. I'm coming tomorrow. I checked their location. Ghana. People are coming from all over the place to make sure that they can be here tonight. Toby, you're going to be in the arena. Yep. It is going to be a madhouse.
Yeah, I plan to get down there quite early just so I can avoid the large crowd that's going to be in the district.
When are you planning on that?
I was planning on parking around 4 o'clock.
Oof, that might even be late.
I know, but I got to get some sleep.
Yes. I don't think any of this is a jinx, okay?
No.
I don't think any of this is a jinx. I don't think talking about it's a jinx. We are prepared at the station to go all night.
All night long.
If they win. And what that means for Toby is you're not going to sleep. I think Toby's schedule, if they win, is be at the game, come here, produce the overnight, produce this show?
Yeah. Final buzzer through Bart's show.
Wow. Okay. Well, good luck. The show, and I don't think any of this is a jinx. The show will start at 5 tomorrow.
Yep.
Should they win? We will have all night coverage throughout, should they win. And I will be, I'm going to sleep here tonight. So I'm going to bring my car to the station, Uber down, and if they lose, then I don't know what I'm doing because I'm not Ubering back here to drive home. I'm not Ubering home and catching an Uber tomorrow.
I guess I'll just have to give you a ride back.
5:30. Yeah, you can give me a ride. I don't know because I'm 100% planning on a victory, and I'm not the only one. All of you guys are. All of you are. You're waking up this morning ready to see the Bucks win a title.
Yeah, the entire state of Wisconsin is preparing for a victory. Everybody that's making their pilgrimage, like you said, is preparing for a victory. So this is going to be the ultimate culmination, I believe. And assuming the Bucks pull it out tonight, Milwaukee's just going to be a madhouse, unlike anything that Milwaukee's probably ever seen.
Yeah, even if they lose, you're still going to have 100,000-plus people down in one area that is not built to contain that.
No. Ugh.
So we need to make sure that we put Milwaukee in a good light tonight, no matter what. Let's not get dangerous. Let's not get nasty. I can't keep getting over the juxtaposition of this. Thanasis Adetokounmpo is going to have to watch the game, probably from his house, because he's in the safety protocols. Meanwhile, the Bucks are planning to host 65,000 people on top of each other outside their arena. Like, what are we doing? What are we doing? Either this is a problem or it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just very, very odd. Very weird.
Yeah. 65,000 people. I expected it to increase. Peter Fagan was on Sparky's Midday Madness yesterday. He was talking, and when he was on there, he said about 40,000. So I was like, all right, that's a pretty large increase. And then the Bucks come out with a press release about 15, 20 minutes later saying 65,000 people. That's just going to be so many people that I don't know how everything's going to go tonight, but it should be rocking, and it's going to be an interesting environment for sure. And I mean, good on the Bucks for making more room for people because there were people getting turned away for the other game the other night. So good for them for making some more room, and hopefully the Bucks can reward all 65,000 people outside and 17,000 or 18,000 people inside with a victory tonight.
So the Deer District, the design is the plaza in front of the stadium's the Deer District. That's the design. But there's still some lots that have not been developed. They're going to expand this thing across the street where a hotel is eventually going to be. And then the Bradley Center, they've still done nothing with that land. So what they're doing is expanding it to some of the vacant land around the arena. So right now, it's a good thing for that. And again, win or lose, if you're, you know, I'm being overly cautious for, I don't think I'm jinxing anything. I just know that some of you are screaming jinx. Because you don't want to accept the truth yet that the Bucks are going to win the title tonight. I get it. Heartbreak, jinx, curse, fine. I understand. Understand that mentality. I don't have it anymore. It's over. This team's been down too many times to be thinking that way. And we'll talk more about the basketball here coming up with Kane Pittman again in 5 minutes. But just the night alone, you're going to have 65,000 plus people descending on a very tiny spot in Milwaukee. And this is going to be like something we've never seen. I mean, it's going to be, I can't even think of another time there would have been that many people downtown at one point. We thought we were going to have, you know, we were supposed to have a political convention last summer. There'd be a lot of people down for that. That obviously did not happen. There's been events that have been held downtown before. I know Summerfest draws a lot of people. You know, Brewer games draw a lot of people. But this is downtown in an area where you're gonna be on top of each other. A bunch of streets are going to be closed. I don't know where anyone's going to park. It's just going to be an insane night, win or lose. But again, we are banking on a W tonight. But again, let me be the dad and tell you to be safe, okay? Be safe. Don't do anything stupid, win or lose. And we're going to have a good time. I think we're going to have a good time tonight. Game 6 between the Bucks and the Suns is tonight. So what do your Milwaukee Bucks need to do to get this W tonight, to hoist the Larry O'Brien tonight? We'll talk to Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks. We'll do that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
1250 AM, The Fan, from the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. That is where we are right now. Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks. Nowhere near these Lakeland University Studios. On the other side of the world, in Australia, where he resides. He spent time in Milwaukee. He's covered the team in Milwaukee. You hear him on the Locked On Bucks podcast, part of this wonderful Odyssey network. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can get Kane Pittman. Kane, did you know we run commercials with you on it? Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but that's great to hear. And honestly, it's great to be on this show. You did say that I've been in Milwaukee, and I was starting to get a little bit concerned on this playoff run. I mean, me and you have sat next to each other at Bucks games. We've hung out together, and we've been on this entire postseason run. And I was wondering when I was going to get the call, but thankfully I can let you off the hook because you were just waiting for the potential title clinching game, which I do respect. I give you some respect for that.
Well, I have no idea what time it is by you, so I didn't know. I have no idea. What time is it where you are?
It's 9:15 p.m. on Tuesday, which, as you know, by 9:15 p.m. on Tuesday in Milwaukee, it could be the beginning of a hectic scene in the city of Milwaukee.
So if you're in the future, what are we up in the first quarter or what?
I'm not even. Listen, I'm way too paranoid about sports karma to even try and say anything that's going to be going on at that time. So you're not baiting me with that one.
All right, that's fine. I'm very confident. I think a lot of people are a lot of people are at least, I don't even think it's cautiously optimistic. If it was cautious optimism, there wouldn't be 65,000 people that are going to descend. And that's at least, that's what the Bucks are going to allow at the Deer District tonight. But I do think there's going to be a lot more than that making a pilgrimage down to the game. So it's going to be a wild scene for sure, but we're all doing this because there is going to be a game tonight. When they were down 0-2, you know, things obviously look bleak. They've been able to come back, Kane, with these last three games where Giannis has been great, Chris has been great, Drew Holiday has been good but also bad, not making his shots. And then in game five, you saw everything kind of come together. Is that what they need tonight, do you think? Do they need the three guys to play like a big three? Is this a night for the role players? What do the Bucks need tonight to make sure that I don't look stupid for setting up chairs already for a parade?
Well, it is really interesting because I think what we've learned through this series so far is that if you have all three guys firing on all cylinders, and I don't think the Bucks are going to lose. I don't think that there's a way they can lose the game. But I actually felt better when the Bucks were down 2-0 in this series than I did against Brooklyn. And it wasn't just because I thought that Milwaukee had learned from the experience. Like, it wasn't just the experience that made me feel that way. But I do think when you look at the star players and the guys that can get their own bucket on the perimeter, the guys that can create, I do think that there's a significant number of advantages that the Bucks have in this matchup over the Phoenix Suns. And we've seen it start to play out the longer the series has gone. I think for the Suns, the big question mark is what they can get out of Chris Paul, because the reality is right now it's Devin Booker versus the three Bucks, and that hasn't worked out so well for Phoenix.
The role players have been interesting in this series because I think better than ever, they have figured out what their role is. I mean, you look at game five, Giannis and Chris and Drew, they all had 20-plus shots, right around the same amount of shots. But then everybody else, like P.J. Tucker had one shot. Connaughton, I think, was 4-for-6. But they've braced into their role. I wonder tonight if they even go, you know, a little thinner, if they go a 7-man rotation. They've been having a problem trying to figure out who's going to get some of those other guard minutes. Bryn Forbes has all but, you know, evaporated from the team. Jeff Teague gets some first-half run to spell the guys, but he hasn't been very productive. I mean, do you think we're seeing these guys 40, 45, 46 minutes tonight?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see the Jeff Teague minutes vanish. And again, I mean, you pointed to it, Bud. You said it exactly right. I mean, I haven't been able to criticize those minutes too harshly because I understand why they felt the need to play Jeff Teague, because if they wanted a guy that could handle the ball a little bit, it's already been proven Bryn Forbes can't be that guy. He hasn't been shooting the ball well since the Miami series. So in Bud's defense, he's just simply been trying to get these guys at least the tiniest bit of a rest in the first half. It hasn't exactly worked out well, But now that this is game six and this is a clinching situation, we might see what we saw in the second half of game five, which was basically, look, if Giannis is on the bench or Drew Holiday's on the bench, Chris Middleton, you've got to be that guy. You've got to run the offense and handle the ball. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we just see the seven guys, and it's Pat and it's Bobby Portis as well, who, you know, both of those guys, you have to give them credit, particularly Pat Connaughton, who has shot the ball remarkably well during the finals so far and has been a real presence on the offensive glass. And it's kind of funny to me to think about this series now, because I think the one concern I had for Milwaukee coming in was that I did think that Phoenix had more playoff caliber rotation guys coming off the bench, and that has kind of tilted the longer the series has gone on.
One of the things that I've been doing is we talked to Kane Pittman here, Locked On Bucks. You can find that, of course, on the wonderful Odyssey app where you're listening to this very program right now. I have been criticizing Mike Budenholzer, my doppelganger, throughout this run. I have not talked about him much in these finals. And yesterday on the show, I even admitted that I think he might be doing a good job in this series. Am I wrong? Is he doing a good job?
No, I think he's doing a pretty good job. And I think a lot of the things that he's been criticized for in the past, you have to look at it and say, well, he's ticking a lot of the boxes. He's playing the stars big minutes. He's making adjustments. He hasn't been afraid to shorten the rotation. He hasn't been afraid to try different things in defensively for sure, which has been a big problem when you look at opposition three-point shooting, particularly in game one, where you had some legitimate reasons to be concerned if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, whether it was the corner threes, whether it was the ability for Chris Paul to find the mismatch on the offensive end. So I think if you're looking at both coaches, and again, you look at Monty Williams and perhaps some of the substitution patterns, perhaps some of the rotations, perhaps situations where he's left Devin Booker on the bench for far too long, I think you have to say that Bud's done a pretty good job. I would say that as much as you brought up the fact that you might play Chris, you might play Drew and Giannis 42, 43, 44 minutes tonight, if I'm the Suns, I'm probably doing the same. And I'm saying, look, Devin Booker, you're just going to have to go Kevin Durant style in the second round and play 47, 48 minutes tonight, because they've been a disaster when he's been off the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be so interesting tonight to watch how the game is going to unfold. Bucks and Suns, of course. We've got you covered all day long here on The Fan. And then afterwards, the post-game show. If they lose, you got a post-game show like always. If they win, the post-game show is going to go all night right into this very show tomorrow. With Giannis, I mean, you've seen this guy up close, Kane. You've watched him. You've gotten to know him a little bit. I've just been so impressed with him. It seems like he's taken another leap just in the playoffs. And this is when he got hurt. You know, obviously, he thought he was going to be out a while. We all worried he was going to be out a while. But in this series, you know, the free throws, and, you know, he's not the purest jump shooter in the world. But he is as dominant as I've ever seen a guy in a long, long time. Do you see that same thing that I do, that he took even from the Hawks series? This guy he's focused, he's determined, he is seemingly taking a leap here in these playoffs.
Yeah, he's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, what we're watching is just absolutely absurd. I mean, there's no way you could look at this. I've got the numbers in front of me here. 32 points, 13 rebounds, 6 assists, a block and a half, and a steal and a half as well. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous when you consider where we were 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, whenever it was. And even game one, like, you looked at him in game one and you're like, okay, he's feeling it out a little bit, but how is he going to recover from this game? Is he going to be able to get back to the level? And I think the point that you made is exactly right. I mean, yeah, he's missing some free throws. Who cares? Because he's doing absolutely everything else. He's come up with just some ridiculous plays in this series. And I think the biggest thing is that he's gotten to a position in his career which is just so rare for a player of MVP caliber, that he understands that maybe the best way for him to succeed or the best way for him to dominate a game doesn't necessarily always mean that he's got the ball in his hands. And I think we've watched every playoff game this team has played, Bart, in the last couple of years. We've seen the fact that at times it's felt super repetitive. It's felt like the Bucks are banging their head against the wall on offense, where Giannis has just got the ball at the top. He's going to dribble. He's going to try and ram through four guys and score. And it hasn't worked, but they've used him in different ways. He has improved in that little fadeaway shot from the mid-range there. He has developed a hook shot. He is willing to be a screener. He's willing to facilitate. I just, again, I mean, it's just the next chapter of why this guy is so unique and so remarkable. The fact that he's even got to a point at 26 years old where he's like, okay, this should be my prime. I know who I want to be. I want to be the guy with the ball in my hands all the time. But maybe that's not the best chance we have at winning. And by doing that, he's unlocked everyone else on this roster.
So you don't want to have any, like, you're not letting your brain go there in any way that they might win the NBA championship in 13 hours, 15 hours?
I mean, to me, it's still like I can look at the fact that Milwaukee are leading this 3-2. I can understand that this game is about to happen, but I mean, it's just so absurd to me. And they've been close. I mean, I thought in 2019, I thought that was going to be it. They're up 2-0. We all know what happened. I don't know. I mean, I maybe it's just me as a general pessimist when it comes to these types of things, but I don't know. All I'll say is this. There's nothing I've enjoyed more during these NBA finals than your Twitter videos, but
I'll
say that. Regardless of what the result has been through any of these games, one of my favorite things to do has been to watch these videos. I would donate some sort of Australian chair. I don't think it's going to get there in time though, but it's been brilliant stuff, man. I have to give you some credit for that.
Well, I've been very confident in this team. You know, people want to call me a jinx or whatever, but I've just been very confident in this team. Now, I'm not even bracing for the possibility of a loss tonight. I am completely there. I can't even fathom. I mean, Bucks and six, man. Bucks and six has the potential to happen in the NBA Finals. I can't even fathom that. Also, I saw a stat that the home team, when they are in game six, up 3-2, they've won 11 of 11 times. It's not just about like the storyline. It's the Bucks are playing better basketball right now. Although I don't want to take anything away from the Suns. I really don't. They're a good team. And if you look at like game four and game five, it's been plays that have decided these games, not like quarters or halves. It's been plays, the block, obviously. And then the lob, which I still can't get over the fact that they executed that. I mean, imagine having, you had a legacy defining block in game four. And that's going to be forgotten about because of a legacy defining lob in game five. So it is ridiculous. The Suns are good. I just feel like, you know, the way that the Bucks have been winning these last couple of games, that it just, I don't know, man. I mean, I don't know if I don't quite believe in destiny, but there's something's happening. Something is happening, Kane.
Well, we've been watching the NBA Finals, other teams in the NBA Finals for a hell of a long time. And there is always legendary moments, isn't there? I mean, whether it's a shot, whether it is a block, we've seen that in the past, a particular play, a particular win, there's always legendary moments. But I can't really remember two legendary moments like that. I mean, you just said it. And we spoke about this on the podcast. I know you've had Frank on the show here recently, but we spoke about that, the fact that that block, like, how could that possibly become the second biggest play of these finals within 48 hours? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. So for those two plays to happen back-to-back, and really, you know, the Bucks had to win one on the road. We knew that coming in. And for that to happen at the end of the game, and just the complete audacity to even attempt that play between Drew and Giannis is something that will stick with people for a long time. But I do think overall, you pointed to it, I think the Bucks have been playing really, really solid basketball. And the biggest thing that's impressed me throughout this postseason is they've had endless opportunities to roll over, endless opportunities to die. And again, we've seen this team in the past. They've been in so many situations where in years gone by, you would have zero faith that they were going to dig themselves out of it or they were going to be able to find a way to win. And they've done it repeatedly throughout this postseason. So I do think the one thing you should be confident about is that this team will come ready to play. Even if they fall behind, they should be able to work their way back into it. This is a different group.
Yeah, I know Frank for years has said never trust the Bucks, but this just seems like a different team with a different makeup, and I am excited for that tonight. So is it even possible if you decided right now that you want to come? You can't. I mean, there's no unless you jumped on Branson's spaceship. Like you can't get here now, right? The time has passed.
Yeah, no, the time has absolutely passed. I don't actually think there's a flight that could get me out there in time. I will say this, throughout the playoff run, I've been, you know, just happy for the people of Milwaukee. You know this. I've been there for a number of years. I've been coming back to Milwaukee very regularly since 2015. Lived there basically from 2017 through to all this stuff happening, as we know. And I wasn't really jealous or wasn't feeling left out at all until the finals started. Then when the NBA finals started and I saw that little trophy on the scoreboard and everywhere else, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm starting to feel a little bit jealous now. But I think I'm over it. I'm just ready for the Bucks, hopefully, to clean this series up, win a championship, and the whole city goes absolutely bonkers for the next, who knows, next few months, I hope, until I return. Hopefully they're still going crazy.
Do you have anyone even to watch it with? Does anyone in Australia even remotely care?
I'll literally be watching this game on the couch by myself. It's going to be mid-morning on a Wednesday, so people will be working. They'll have much better things to do than watch a basketball game. And I guess if you put it that way, now I feel a little bit sad, but I'm like sitting there on the couch by myself. I don't have anyone to celebrate with, but my neighbors might hear some poor language at times, so they'll know something's up.
So you're in the position now where we all were in last night about being nervous to sleep. Are you going to be able to sleep?
Yeah, I'll just drink, man. I'll drink. I'll have a few beers and I'll go to sleep. Look, you know me, I always say this. I never need an excuse to have a beer. Tonight's definitely that time. It's the middle of winter here. It's cold. It's raining. It's terrible weather. I'll have a few beers and I'll be fine.
All right, Kane. Well, I saved the best for last to reach out to you for the hopefully clincher. We will talk after this. I do appreciate your time. I miss you. I love you. We'll see you soon.
Miss you too, man. Thank you so much. It's always good to catch up with you. And at some point, even if it's down the road, we'll have those victory beers.
I said I miss you. I love you.
I love you, Bart. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. No, that's okay. I mean, thank you. I just, some people don't say it back. Some people do. I appreciate forcing it out of you.
I'm happy to.
Thanks, Kane.
See you, man.
Kane Pittman, Locked On Bucks. They've been great the entire time with this run, with their coverage the last few years. And again, you can find that on the Odyssey app. What a tremendous app that is. I mean, bringing you coverage all over the world.
An Odyssey station.
What is better than the Odyssey app? What I forgot to ask Kane was if the Bucks lust has reached all the way to Australia or not.
Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. We vibe. A supernatural, unflappable command
of stealth, power, and strength. This whole wide world believes in us.
Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust. I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks lust.
So I'm going to play a bunch of music today, too. There's more Bucks songs that have come out. We've got a clean version of the Bobby Portis song. So we'll do that. I'm just going to like turn into a music DJ today. There's going to be all these Bucks songs, you know, I'm going to play them. It's game day. Toby, where are you at? Like, it's game day. I know that you're jumping on board here, but you went and bought an NBA Finals hat. I don't have one of those. You're rocking it right now.
Yeah, had to go get one. Yeah, if
how much that hat run you?
It was 25% off at Dick's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't even remember. I bought that in a shirt for 30-some bucks.
Toby!
Well, I had a gift card, too, so.
Oh.
I still think it was only like 41, 50, something like that.
Okay, all right, that's fair.
It's not terrible. You're right, it does not feel like a, maybe it will once I go back home and kind of settle in and prepare for going ahead in the day, but doesn't feel like a game day quite yet to me. But
wait, to you it doesn't?
No, not yet.
Oh, I'm there.
Maybe it's just because I'm thinking about everything after. but I think I might be the only one that feels like that right now. It's definitely I don't know. It'll settle in just a little bit, but I'm just super excited to see all these people in Milwaukee, to see how crazy it's going to get tonight. Hopefully a controlled crazy, but it's going to be nuts. 65,000 people outside, 17, 18,000 people inside. At some point, the people from the inside are going to have to pile outside to join that. So you're going to have 80,000 plus people just wandering around the Deer District area after the game. Win or loss, it's nuts just to think about. And hopefully we can have a party all night here on The Fan.
Yeah, so do you regret working here?
No. No, not at all.
If they win, you're not sleeping until tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I don't think anybody is.
Listen, Bart, I'm going to a Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight. I'm not going to complain about my job.
I know. I'm trying to get you to complain. I don't know why. I think it's fun. I don't know. That's cool, man. So you're going to be out there. You're going to be at the game and then out in the district. I wonder, you know, I think I'm so smart. I wonder how, like, man, what time do you think I can get a cab where surge pricing's gone? And I can like, get in one.
I have no idea.
Uber business would be insane.
That's what I was thinking, is after the game or even before the game, people trying to Uber in because parking's going to probably be a nightmare down there. How are they going to get everyone? How are they going to get everyone out of there in a timely manner? How are they going to get people there in a timely manner? I mean, how many Uber drivers can there be in Milwaukee to move that many people?
Let me tell you again about my friend who I told you yesterday doesn't live too far away. Lives within a 45-minute drive of the city, but has not been downtown Milwaukee in 15 years, and he's going to make the pilgrimage tonight. He was asking me about parking. I said, dude, I don't know. I mean, you could park far away and grab an Uber, but then surge pricing. He's like, what's surge pricing? I'm like, oh God, you are in, you've been to be able to get here downtown's Milwaukee tonight, friend. You know, the buildings are some of these buildings you have to actually look up to see the types of, okay. You might go 15 blocks without seeing one cow. All right, friend. This guy's in for a rude awakening. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. More insight late on the show yesterday, joined by Brian Scalabrine. And one thing that I find interesting is, you know, and we'll hear from Giannis and we'll hear from Chris and we'll hear from Drew. They're trying to stay focused. I mean, they got to see all these reports about what's happening outside the arena, everything that's going on. They're one game away from winning a championship, yet it's pure pandemonium outside. So we asked Scal, what are they thinking? Like, they got to be cognizant of everything that's going on.
Let me get you into the mind of an NBA player. And I noticed this really early in my career. Like, most NBA guys, and I'd probably say across the board in sports or maybe even in business too, most people handle adversity really well. Back against the wall, most people come out fighting. The hardest thing that people have a hard time in the NBA is with success. When they have success and they have expectations, like, living up to those could be difficult. And obviously, how do the Milwaukee Bucks avoid the buzz? And I'll remind you, I was in Toronto the day that Kevin Durant popped the Achilles, and Toronto had the Warriors on the ropes. But once they kind of felt like they were going to win, it was amazing what the Warriors went to, and it was amazing what Toronto did during that time. You can argue the Nick Nurse timeout or whatever it was in the momentum or anything like that, but closing a team out is not an easy thing to do. Yet, if the Bucks can come out and play the first quarter and put the Suns on their heels, you've got to put some doubt in their mind, that because they have all the Suns have everything in the world to play for. They have to believe in their mind, if they can steal one, they can close this thing out at home. So this will be Milwaukee's biggest challenge, and I don't think that at any moment they can let go of the rope. And I don't think they can come back if they get down in first quarter. I don't think if they come out flat at the half they can get back from that. Like the Phoenix Suns, I do believe that if you can put them away and put doubt in their mind early, you'll probably have to take another run from those guys, but eventually you can close this thing out. But you have to put an incredible amount of doubt that Holiday's too good defensively, Giannis is too athletic, Middleton is too good on the offensive end, and the Bucks are amazing when they move the ball. And if you can do that to this Suns team, then I do think they can cap out. But NBA players, they handle adversity really well.
Look, if you're the Suns, they got to be thinking, like, what more can we do? We shot 55%. We shot 69% from three. And yet the Bucks, I mean, we didn't turn the ball over a lot. They've got them in a good spot here. And what was so great about Game 5 was, you know, watching the Bucks these last few years with Giannis and Middleton and then whoever the point guard's been. So Drew now, Bledsoe before. It's just been so rare when the three of those guys have all been on at the same time. And they were all on Saturday night, and I think that's going to need to carry over.
Yeah. Do you feel, and I felt like this throughout the playoffs, that Drew Holiday is the X factor, right? If he plays well, I don't see how the Bucks lose. I don't think it's even humanly possible if Holiday is shooting anywhere close to 50%, if Holiday is getting to the basket. But there has been a lot of talk about aggressive Drew. Sometimes his aggressiveness can hurt the Bucks, and sometimes he settles for jumpers. But if he's getting downhill, and it seems like he has the body where he can kind of guide the defense to where he wants to go, and he gets to that paint, he puts a tremendous amount of pressure. Once that ball goes to the rim, you know, the Suns don't have an incredible amount of length and athleticism compared to what the Bucks have. So anytime that ball finds the paint, it's like it's going to be an advantage for the Bucks, whether that's Bobby Portis and Giannis on the offensive rebounds, whether Lopez is at the three and DeAndre Ayton has to make that decision. But if the Bucks come out and they settle, or they settle for pull-up jumpers, and those jumpers aren't falling, that's what the Suns are going to look at. So they're going to look at their game, and they're going to say, by all means, we have to protect the paint. We have to get these guys settling for pull-up jump shots. And if we can do that, we have a chance, because it's a lot easier to block out, get rebounds when guys shoot those pull-ups. So I just wonder what Drew Holiday is going to show up. If the Drew Holiday, which is no matter what, I'm getting to that restricted area, shows up, like, once again, I'm with you. Where do the Suns go? But if Drew Holiday step back jumper or Drew Holiday settling for threes, then I'm not sure. Like, that's probably what the Suns are sort of hanging their hat on. But in my opinion, watching this team, if Holiday is amazing, they're unbeatable, because that means Giannis is going to be amazing, and eventually Middleton will get open shots.
Well, especially now you have, as we talked to Brian Scalabrine here on The Fan, you have those three guys, 23 shots in Game 5 from Giannis, 23 for Chris, 20 for Holiday. So obviously they're your engine. And then everybody else has seemingly settled into their role. Like Tucker, you know, he's got his role. Brook Lopez, he was needed to be the playmaker in Game 6 against Atlanta. You know, he's kind of been neutralized a little bit in this series, but he's found his role. Portis, even Jeff Teague just coming in there and just handling the ball. But Pat Connaughton, man, this guy, we've been like clowning on this guy for years, ever since he's been here. He has been very, very good in this series.
Yeah, you know, Pat's a friend of mine because, you know, I live in Boston. He comes out to Boston in the summertime, and I text him all the time, like, your small things that don't show up in the box score, your winning plays, your, like, running in there and tipping the ball back have been amazing. But it all is negated if he's not making shots. And his confidence has gone to a new level. And I think a lot of that had to do with, you know, DiVincenzo getting hurt. And then this, the Bucks had needed a guy to be out there. So with the more playing time he gets, I think he made those small plays before, and you don't realize, like, he was making five plays that were winning plays, but now he's making those five plays and he's making shots, so it's a completely different level. So I think he's been amazing for this team, and he's another guy when you talk about, like, roles, right? If he is playing that energetic basketball and making those winning plays and the tips and the defense, he really gets down in the stands. Then you add the shot making, like, that's when you look at the Bucks and say, man, this team is so supremely talented to the Suns. But once again, like, that's Pat Connaughton getting wide open. He's going to have to come up and knock down shots. But, you know, like, the Bucks Pfizer is going to be amazing. And right now I'm trying to navigate myself getting there and trying to do some media work. But really, I just want to see what this place is like. I haven't really experienced Pfizer because of the bubble and everything last year. So I want to see what this building's like. Everyone says it's amazing. So I'm trying to make this thing happen. We'll see if I get it done.
We could always be in the Deer District, Scale. I'm not sure you stand out too much.
How much drinking is going on in the Deer District? It looks like a lot.
Oh, I will be on Tuesday if it happens.
How many people go to the hospital? I don't know. Nobody has reported this. How many people go to the hospital from the Deer District? It's got to be like 10 or 11 every night, right?
Yeah, actually, one of the bars is turned into a makeshift hospital. We're just going to put beds there for
just IVs everywhere.
Yeah, they're going to need it. You know, this is a series where Giannis wasn't even, we didn't even know if he was going to play. Yes, he's been great, MVP kind of level of play. But just the two, like, game four gave you that block on Ayton, and you're like, this is a series-defining, legacy-defining moment. And then game five, they have a play that's even better. That steal and the lob when so many things could have gone wrong, and then Giannis dunks it. When they probably should have just ran it out and got fouled, and Giannis said that afterwards. But to have these kind of, in your first finals, these iconic moments that are going to stay in the history books of NBA forever, when you think of, like, think of five great NBA plays, that lob to me is going to be one of them, you know, Jordan and the LeBron block. Sure. And now you got, it's just been incredible about how this guy's had such an impact on this finals in the same year where he said, you know what? I hear everything. I'm staying. This is the team I want to win with. And now they're so close from making that happen.
Yeah. And you know, and for playoff runs right now, like, you know, like, there is some, I don't want to call it luck, but fortune that has to happen. But he has been off the charts. And I swear this year I will always remember. I think that games five and six help Giannis tremendously. Like, him sitting back, he's always been, like, super intense. And sometimes, and this is a weird thing, sometimes in the NBA, you can want it too bad or try too hard. There's a poise and a confidence that you have to play with to win. It's more, you know, like, you have to execute. You have to do this. You have to make sure that you're, like for the Bucks, right? They can't come out flat. They got to move the ball side to side. And Giannis was always super hyped up, and at times he tried to will games. I thought in the Nets series he tried to will it by himself a little bit too much. But, like, this is the best version of Giannis. And even more important for Milwaukee, when Giannis is like this, the Bucks are unstoppable, unstoppable on the offensive end. And then all they have to do is make those defensive plays or get those defensive performances by Holiday, and Middleton has been amazing. So, yeah, like, when I look at this version and I look at this version of Giannis, I don't know if there is a plan to stop this. Now, I think the Bucks will, if they win tonight, they celebrate and everything, and moving forward, I think they'll have, like, this era of confidence about them that will be fun to watch next year. Almost like a poise that these great teams have when they come in. And you know, when you're playing championship caliber teams and they come into your building, they're just a different level. I'm wondering if the Bucks of coming out flat, if the Bucks of not moving the ball, if they build confidence from this championship. So it's a big night for Milwaukee. It's a big night for Giannis and his legacy. And you'll never see, I mean, we've seen a LeBron block before. You'll never see another play like that before. The degree of difficulty from Giannis on that play. I've been in pick and roll coverages before. People don't even to attempt to turn around and block a shot. For him to be able to do that and not foul a guy was amazing.
I just can't stop watching the video of the lob. It shouldn't have happened. It shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, he's a one of one. Can you name another player like this? I don't.
Nobody knows how to talk about him because he's so rare.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm tired of the NBA players not giving him the credit he deserves. See, they're getting a little tiring to hear. Now, all of a sudden, after game six, every NBA player tweeting out Middleton should win MVP. And maybe Middleton should be deserving of winning MVP. But, man, come on. You got, like, it's like, just give the guy some credit. He's amazing. He's one of one. We've never seen anything like it. But for whatever reason, NBA players don't want to give him and Nikola Jokic. It's got to be a European thing.
Don't you think it's weird? I mean, I get that they're friends, but LeBron got knocked out by the Suns, and now he's courtside for one of their games? I thought that was...
He's a sign. A demand to be traded to go to Phoenix. No, it is. But, you know, he's supporting his guy.
Yeah.
Did you see the Instagram picture of LeBron looking at the dunk, the disappointment on his face?
Oh, it's such a... That shot's going to be iconic, man.
Iconic. And you know what would be the most iconic? If you can get LeBron, Chris Paul, and Giannis to sign it. Oh, my goodness. There's no way if you walked up to LeBron, he's signing that photo. No shot.
That's awesome. Scal, thank you as always. Good to talk with you, and hope you can be there somehow, man.
I'm trying to make it happen.
That's Brian Scalabrine, Odyssey NBA insider, joining us throughout these playoffs. We thank him for that. And for his time, we thank our friends at Shell getting it done with their premium gasoline, which I have more to say about. And I will say that right now. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. We know life is busy, so come to Shell to fill up, save up, and snack up to make the most of the stop you need to make. There we go. How about that? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We are going to want to know what you guys think about tonight. You can also tweet in your chance at State Fair tickets again. Use the hashtag BartTickets and just go ahead and give us a prediction. One person that does this at 12:50 a.m., the fan, will randomly pick a winner and will give somebody a pair of State Fair tickets coming up next month. So the State Fair will be good and ready to go, and you can be there. 414-799-1250, Mike the Painter. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
That was a good one. Oh man, I can't wait. This is what we've been waiting for, Bart. Close out, it's in the finals. Man, this is gonna be a trying game. I just have a feeling it's gonna be a nail biter. We're gonna be on.
I can't do no nail biters tonight, man. Is there a way they can be up 40-10 at the end of the first?
Yeah, I just don't feel that one's going to happen. I think we're going to be – I'll be biting my nails and you'll be declothing yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'll be naked. I'm getting naked tonight.
Yeah, you'll be in your birthday suit, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think we're going to get the same as we did in game five. I think it's going to be, all around good performance by our big three, and we're gonna get the same from the Suns. You know, Devin Booker is gonna be Devin Booker, and Chris Paul's gonna, be him, and yeah, it's just gonna be
Cam Johnson's gonna be Cam Johnson, and Monty Williams is gonna be Monty. Everyone's gonna be who they are.
Yeah, it's just gonna be what we've seen last game. It's gonna be a fun ride.
So if you're the Suns, if you're the Suns, if I'm Bart in Phoenix Radio, how am I trying to justify that they're going to win this game tonight? I'm thinking, oh, Bucks fans, they're already overconfident. There's been a couple of plays that they go the other way. The Suns are up in this series. Maybe even we've won it already. We're the better team. They can't stop Devin Booker. But even then, I just – the Bucks, as long as Middleton and Drew are, not – as long as one of them doesn't go 4-for-20, Bucks are the better team.
But I just hope that, we don't come out flat in the first quarter. And that's what they got to hope for. And they got to hope for that they, the Bucks come out flat in the first quarter and they gain a lead, and that they can keep that lead and keep that pressure and keep building it. And I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be a well-rounded first quarter for us. And I think it's going to be a better game, but I just know it's going to be coming down to the wire, because it's the way they've been the whole series. There hasn't been really a blowout, so. Yeah.
And you're watching the game tonight at home?
Yes, I will be at home. I will be with my love, and I'll be watching it and jumping up and down.
Are you on the couch and she's on the chair, or are you guys going to cuddle with a – bowl of popcorn and a blanket, or what do you do?
She can't be around by me like that. I told you, I jump up and down, and she'll be catching elbows.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I have to go get a helmet and a mouth guard.
So no cuddling tonight?
No cuddling.
Maybe afterwards if they win?
Afterwards with the victory, yes. A late-night cuddle with the victory, yes. That will be much needed.
Well, good luck to you, Mike.
Oh, good luck. Are you going down to the Deer District?
I am going down, yeah.
Well, you're a brave soul.
Well, I just can't not be there. I know that it's going to be a disaster and a zoo and a mess, but I just can't not be there.
Oh, I hear you. Well, and then being down there too, you'll have to keep your clothes on, so, because then you won't be watching.
I'm not so sure about that. I think that
you'll be able to at least take your shirt off, but that's about as far as you could go.
I think I might test it more than that.
Well, don't you want to finish with the game? You'll be going, because with all the police present down there and, you know, all those young girls, you could get yourself in some trouble there, Bart.
Well, I'm not going to expose anything.
Well, it's any kind of skin could be, you know.
I mean, if I'm in my boxers, that's the same as me going to the beach.
Anything could be misinterpreted down there.
All right, Mike, have fun tonight.
You too. You enjoy the game too, Toby.
Toby will enjoy the game. I'm not sure about afterwards, but the game he will enjoy, Mike. Thanks, buddy.
All right, all listeners, have a good one. Enjoy the game.
You
Bucks
too.
Six.
Bucks and six. We're going to end each hour with different Bucks-themed songs. This one was just put out last night on SoundCloud. This is from Classic. I am Classic on Twitter. I recorded this in my hot ass attic with my shirt off. This is a little song called Bucks and Six. He recorded this last night. We'll be right back. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250.
I know you feel me. On my mind when we winning. It's been a long time coming. Classic. About to bring the city home a chip. How many years? It's been like 50, but I'm tripping. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Lacing up these black dookies right quick. Been a long time coming, but we fight, we don't quit, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, go. Bucks and six, go. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, go. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. About to light it up like a holiday troop. Feeling like 2002, but with a modern day crew. Where were you? Back when 3-4 when the flow was Ray Allen. Man, we had to put a lot of work to stay valid. Then we got Giannis, and that boy turned into the man, let's be honest. Really is beyond me. Hit a 3 from the key, that's Connie. Probably didn't think we'd get this buck as we did, but I'm tucked with the business. It's really how we live, man. We get it out the mug, got a dub from the mid. But it's Chris, ain't no resident, whole squad going up like gas prices. No premium one, let it dough don't make us go diesel like Shaq in the engine. Portis be scoring off benches, of course it's no joke with Brook Lopez. Perimeter of the payment, them boys don't stand no chance. About to bring the city home a chip. How many years? It's been like 50, but I'm tripping. Hey! Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Lacing up these black dookies right quick. It's been a long time coming, but we fight, we don't quit, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah. Bucks and six, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.